time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going? We are here every week, coming out Thursday morning on msonewsports.com. We're going to get right to it. We got a great interview. We got sisters, the Tarduno sisters, playing together, St. Anselm softball. They went down south. They're going to resume their schedule on Friday, and we're going to talk to them about what happened down south. The two sisters got significant playing time. Stephanie's a junior and Brooks a sophomore. Methuen standouts. Excited about that. And then after that, we're just going to catch up on tournament talk, see where our Valley teams are shaping up in the postseason. It's postseason time in high school. So I'm going to get out of the way and just let the Tarduno sisters do the most of the talking in the next segment, and then see where we're at high school postseason-wise. Thanks for tuning in. Stay with us until after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here with our two guest segment here. We got two for one with the sisters of Methuen and St. Anselm's softball. They're on the same team right now, Stephanie and Brooke Tarduno. What's going on, ladies? A shout out. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So the season has started. You guys are reunited. Let's start with Stephanie. Older sister Stephanie, junior, and Brooke is a freshman coming off a great career. We both had great careers. Now, you were also at Methuen too, right, Stephanie?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you guys played, did you play two seasons together, Stephanie, at Methuen?
Yeah, we did play two seasons. However, one season was the COVID season, so we didn't really get to play together. And the other, she was coming back from her ACL. So
didn't get much.
Okay. Oh, so here you are. This is like awesome. Like this is a chance at redemption just to get it done.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that stinks. So COVID would have been your junior year, Stephanie, and then senior was when you played, but Brooke had.
Yeah, right. Okay. So she came back towards the end, but.
Yeah. All right. So Brooke, first year on the job, college softball. What's your impression so far? You've got plenty of action out there.
Yeah, I did. I'm super excited for the season. I mean, I wasn't expecting to I don't know. I wasn't really sure what to expect, but once I got out in the field, I felt just like high school again, just being able to play with the team. Like it's such high energy in college, and like it's just super fun and exciting to play with like a new group of people again. But obviously playing with Steph is great.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the stats. I see a Tarduno number one for average after five games, 313. And I see a Tarduno number three-ish for 273 so far. So Stephanie's leading the way and Brooke's not too far behind. Brooke, tell me about the first at-bat, your first college at-bat. What happened?
Well, my first college at-bat was in the second game, and we had runners on first and second, two outs. I went down in the count. It ended up being 2-2, and then I was able to get an RBI single up the middle, which was great. So, yeah, first at-bat was pretty successful.
Oh, man, it must have been did you drive in the person on this call with you?
No.
Okay. Now, Stephanie, yeah. Where are you in the lineup? Stephanie, where's Brooke usually? Where do you fall?
All of last year, I batted second, and that's mostly where I batted this past weekend. I did bat third in one game as well, and I batted, I want to say, fifth or sixth in another game. So she's been mixing the lineup up a lot.
Okay.
My first game, I was eighth, then I got moved to sixth, and the last game that I started, I was second in the lineup. So
okay,
switching it up a lot.
Yeah, when you were second, was that the game, Stephanie? Where were you in that game?
Was the game I was third.
Third, second, and third. Yes. Tarduno.
Yeah,
yeah.
Was there an overhead announcer kind of thing? Batting next. Was there that?
No, there wasn't.
Not that game.
No.
Yeah, but Stephanie, I mean, particularly ripping it up. Northeast 10 Conference Player of the Week. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, thank you. It was very exciting. It's my first time getting the award, so it was great. Very encouraging for the beginning of the season. Yeah. So very excited about that.
Yeah, and that was at the Florida Tech Tournament, correct?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 333 batting average, 500 on base percentage, four hits, team high four runs, 500 slugging. So you're off to a good campaign. I mean, you know, if you could look at your year last year, Stephanie, versus this year, what are some of the things, what are some of the areas you're trying to grow in? You know, is it a different position for you in the field now? Like, just give me the state of the state for you.
All right. So I'm playing the same position. I played right field since my freshman year. So nothing really new there. Offensively, a lot of my struggles last year came from my mindset and just really like over the summer and the fall, just like working on like changing my mindset and having a plan when I get up to bat, just like little things too. Nothing really big technically with my swing. It's just trying to be a really consistent batter and coming through in like clutch situations for my team are two big things that I'm really focusing on this year.
Yeah. Pitching's tough, right? I mean, my goodness. I mean, you know, Brooke, have you seen a clear difference from, I mean, the Merrimack Valley's great too. Let's not slight them. I mean, like Central and all those great teams. But what's the big difference you've seen in the quality of pitching? Is it like more pitches? Is it just simply faster? Or, you know, where do you fall in your first observations of college softball?
Yeah. I've definitely like in the past I've faced like pretty good pitching, but definitely when you get to college, like every single pitcher is good. Like you're not going to face a team where like they have like a weak pitcher who can't really like throw like as hard, but also just like they mix it up a lot more too. Like you see screwballs, curveballs, a lot of rise balls that like I haven't seen as much in the past. So just trying to pick out the right pitch is definitely a lot tougher once you get to college.
Yeah. And where are you finding yourself on the field so far, mainly?
So far, I played third base.
Different for you.
Yeah. I'm like utility. So I've played some third, like in summer ball. But I practiced a lot of outfield over the fall just because like our infield is like has a lot of upperclassmen in it. But she tried me out at third in our second game and I did pretty well there. I got a lot of action. So then she put me there for a couple more games, which I wasn't really expecting. But it was I love infield. So I was really excited to be there.
Yeah. Plus you get to probably like, I'm sure you're like, so close to home plate when there's like a lefty up. Yep. You're waiting for that
halfway up the line.
Right. I mean, and then you're like, please don't swing. Like, you know, like, what do I do? And, but do you have the face guards on the field or no?
I actually don't know.
You don't? It's an optional thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Steph? Where are you finding your comfort level in the field this year? Where's it going to be?
I'm feeling pretty good. I did get a little outfield experience in high school, even though I was primarily an infielder. But ever since I've been in college, I've been in the outfield. So I'm feeling really confident out there, especially we have a lot of upperclassmen out there. So feels like playing with the same people, getting more comfortable, learning their tendencies has been a big factor this year as well.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of signals from the coach and staff on where to line up based on the batter that's coming up?
Yeah. Our coach does a great job scouting teams that we're playing against and make sure that we're always in the right position, depending on like who's up to bat, what they typically do. So,
yeah. And Brooke, I'm looking at the results so far. I mean, 1-4, so a slow start, but outside of game number one, everything's been super competitive. Yes. You know, Auburn University beat you 10-3, but then you come back with a 2-1, 8-inning loss to Barry, wherever they're from. Then you get your first win, Chatterton State, 6-3, loss to Florida Tech, 5-3, and then Rollins, 5-3. So what's your overall assessment of, you know, the team as a whole and sort of, you know, what's keeping you guys busy at practice, Brooke?
Yeah, so definitely 1-4. Like, we were hoping to do a little bit better, but the games were very close, and a lot of the teams that we did play, they are from like Florida or down south, so they've already like been playing, but we kept it really tight and it was super like high and energetic all of the games. Practice, we've been doing a lot of hitting this week, but we mixed it up doing a lot of drills infield, outfield. Our coach does a really good job like keeping us busy and making sure like no one's just standing around. So we've definitely been getting a lot of work in over the fall and winter to prepare for the spring.
Yeah. And Stephanie, already a couple seasons under your belt. You know, how have the last two seasons gone for St. Anne's, and where'd you guys finish up freshman and sophomore year?
Last two seasons went pretty well. My freshman year, we were any 10 runner-ups. We made the regional tournament. We ended up, it's double elimination, so we did end up losing our first two games there. But overall, we had a pretty good season. We had a lot of freshmen. I think myself and like three other freshmen were in the lineup. So we had a pretty young team, and we still do. Last year, we didn't do as well as we were hoping. I think we ended up finishing third or fourth in the conference and just missed the regional tournament by like one spot. Mm. So that was really tough. So I think that's given us a lot of motivation for this year. We're expected to finish third in the conference, but we're hoping to do better than that.
So. Yeah, well, that will get you in the postseason conference tournament, right?
Like, right.
Third place. And then who knows? You have, if you go on a hot run,
exactly.
NCAAs, if you win the thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't win, then you got to wait on people voting, right? To get right, you yeah. in, kind of thing. Yeah.
The NE10 is a pretty strong conference. So
yeah.
Usually you don't necessarily have to win the NE10 to make the regional tournament. Usually the top three or four teams from the NE10 will make it.
Yeah.
But yeah, last year we unfortunately just missed out by one spot, which was tough.
Yeah, but you did get NCAAs in your freshman year?
Right, yeah.
Regionals. Mm-hmm. So they get that experience, so you know what it's like, kind of get a feel for things. Mm-hmm. And now, coming, you know, to this season, 2024, you guys get a big break. I mean, you know, you don't go back into action until the North Carolina trip, right?
Right.
Okay. So Brooke, your first college experience is like all South stuff. Like, that's yep. basically how it goes, right? You got North Carolina coming up the first week of March, and then the second week of March, in the middle of March, it's the Florida trip. Yeah. What's it been like, Brooke, adjusting to that, where usually you just have to get on a bus and go to like Lawrence?
Yeah, it's definitely very different, the long travel days, but they're super fun. Just staying in the hotel with the team and just like going to the games every day, super fun. Obviously, this is a really long break, but once we hit North Carolina and then we play in Florida, we're like almost halfway done the season, which is like crazy, like in terms of games. But I'm really excited for the trips. I think it's going to be a lot of fun with the team. Just do a lot of team bonding and like just get after it.
Yeah, and it looks like when you come back north March 30th, it's like all NE10 all the time mm-hmm. from there on out. Assumption, Bentley, Franklin Pierce, St. Michael's, and then the big rival, SNU. Stephanie, tell me about that rival. I mean, there's two major colleges basically in the same town. Mm-hmm. How has that gone? I mean, is that the kind of thing where, you know, you see the girls get off the bus from SNU and you're like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, like, cause I played for Salem State Baseball College in late 90s. Mm-hmm. Glory days. And Bridgewater was that team for us, right? We saw them come off the bus. Look at those red uniforms. They're wearing warm-ups. What are they trying to show up? It was like that feel. Mm-hmm. Tell me what it's like with when SNU comes to town.
Yeah. All our games are obviously very competitive, but games against rivals like SNU, there's just that extra, I don't know what it is, just that extra motivation. We just really want to beat them, show them who's boss in Manchester. So games like that are always super competitive, high energy, kind of like what Brooke was saying, but
yeah,
even more so just because we really want to, those conference games are very important for us in general, but especially as a team like SNU.
I think
we just take that extra, we just want to win it so bad, so yeah.
Yeah, and that's only one of the teams, you know, in the conference right. I'm sure they're all rivals. I mean, you got just what, New Haven, right? Are they in there? Southern Conn in there as well? There's just basically you just got all double headers like when you come up north, right? That's what your life is.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at the schedule here. So what's the deal with the food up there? We talked a little bit off air, Brooke. Have you found your go-to spot? I mean, I know it's college and you guys are like broke usually. So, you know, you're not blessed to go out for a huge dinner every night, but where are you finding good spots? And does it compare to the great food in Methuen?
Well, right now we don't have a car on campus. So a lot of the stuff that we eat, we stay on campus, but is it Fratelli's?
Fratello's.
Fratello's. It's like
the downtown Italian Manchester. Place. Yeah.
Place is really good. That's might be like one of the main restaurants that I've gone to like mm-hmm. a few okay. times. That's probably my favorite here. Maybe a better question for
Stephanie's been around for yeah. yeah.
The Foundry is also a good one.
Yep, just like downtown.
American. But yeah, other than that, I don't.
it's just the dorm, right? I mean the calf.
Yeah.
It's a buffet. I mean, you got to go there. It's like easy.
Exactly.
Our Davidson nice. Hall, C Shop. Yeah. Those are the two main eating places on campus.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I'm listening, by the way, because I'm a fairly new Manchester resident, you know, of like since April 2020, almost 2 years now. So trying to get my, you know what, Steph, did you notice or even Brooke, people up here talk about chicken tenders a lot, like as if they're like a delicacy or something. Like for us, like Methuen, and I was a North Shore guy, those are like just side orders, right? Those are just like chicken fingers, we call them mostly, yeah. right? Like you go to a sub shop, you get, yeah, I'll have an order of chicken fingers and, you know, duck sauce. Up here, it's like a war who has the best. You should look into it. And I'll tell you, they're good. Like I had them and they went from one place and they're good. The Puritan is mm-hmm. where they say to go for backroom Puritan, whatever it's called. Yeah. So have you had those before, Steph? Or?
I have not, actually.
Okay. But you've heard about the Puritan?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. All right. Well, get that done, girls, you know. and how about academics? We'll start with Brooke. You know, do you have a major yet?
Yes, I'm doing computer science right now.
Okay.
It's kind of new to me, but I really like it a lot. First semester went really well for me academically. I have like a 3.9 something GPA, so
nice,
pretty good. Okay. But yeah, I love a lot of the classes here. Like obviously, liberal arts college get like well-rounded education. So taking like a philosophy class right now, computing class, just a bunch of different things, which nice. Are really interesting. So I like it a lot here.
Yeah, and Steph, what's the focus there academically for you?
I came in as a biology major, but after my freshman year, ended up switching to forensic science, which has been really cool. I love it. And I've been doing pretty well as well academically. I want to say I have like a 3.4 something GPA. it was a big adjustment coming from high school. Like for me, I struggled a little bit with time management my freshman year, especially with softball. Everything was so new to me.
Yeah.
But now I've definitely gotten the hang of it and I've been doing very well. So.
Yeah. Nice. You want that. You want the batting average to be like a roughly what the GPA is. That's a perfect, right, exactly, in the perfect, yeah, world.
Exactly.
If it's 4.0 and 400, you are like,
you're doing great. Yeah.
Finally, you know, we'll go to Brooke for this one. Has there been any, well, no, you guys have. Also, no, that question doesn't matter. I was going to say, like, well, maybe some family did come already yet, or is that just not in the cards? No, no.
Can you repeat that? You cut out a little bit.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'll stop.
No, you're fine.
Is it good now?
Yes.
Okay. My producer will edit that out. So the question now, the next question is for Brooke. Brooke, is any friends or family that were maybe down in the area in Florida? Did you get any support down in the first few games for you?
Yeah, both our parents were there, which was nice. Awesome. They got to take us out to dinner after one of the games. So, yeah, it was really great having them there, seeing my first collegiate, like,
yeah,
games. So that was great, yeah.
And did you, I mean, you probably watch Old Assist at St. Anselm's, I'm sure, a lot, right?
Yeah, I did. We definitely came up for, I mean, I was obviously busy playing like high school, but I came up a lot to watch her in her N10 doubleheaders. So just being a part of it now is so cool.
Yeah. Stephanie, who is, you know, who's the better player between the sisters? Oh, Brooke's looking at her. Brooke's looking.
No, Brooke definitely had a great weekend, and I'm excited to see how the season goes for her. I'm very excited. I'm not going to say who's better.
Well, you play different positions, and right, you know, right, it's hard to compare softball. You can compare, yeah, basketball players, but is there any other sports in the cards? No, Brooke, it's all softball all the time for you?
All softball right now, yeah.
Same for Steph?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground here. Softball, food, travel, family. Who's better? No answer yet on that. So we'll try you the next time. Hey, girls, congratulations on getting together, hooking up, and finally playing together like consistently. That's such a good story. And we're looking forward to watch. I'm literally going to get out to a game. Mm-hmm. Is there any other Merrimack Valley kids on the team?
Don't think so.
Yeah. Tuxbury's
not.
Yeah, that counts. We'll count.
Oh, well, my God.
Sam Ryan from Tuxbury.
I was thinking Eagle Tribune, but yeah, Sam Ryan from Tuxbury.
Actually, Steph, you talk like me because I used to think like that too because I'm in the newspaper world and like, mm-hmm, oh yeah, Tuxbury's not in the Valley. They're not covered by the trip. Oh no, they are in the Valley. Yeah. The Lowell Sun covers them. Mm-hmm. No, I totally get you there. But so the Tuxbury player.
Yeah, Sam Ryan. She's a pitcher.
Okay, is she getting some action, or is she number
she's
two?
Doing really
or...
well.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she's a freshman like me, but yeah, she's doing really good.
Okay, she's probably gonna have a hard time getting past Haley Hicks, right? Because she had a great, you know, she was N10 pitcher of the week,
right?
While you, Stephanie, were N10 player of the week. So, but cool. I got three Valley girls to go watch, and I appreciate your time, guys, and have a great rest of the week and look forward to seeing what you can do the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
Bye. Thanks. Bye.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help.
We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget, whether it's temporary or permanent. Granny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Granny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Granny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
We're back. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Thank you to the Carnuto sisters. Amazing. Methuen will miss them, you know. Great things for St. Anselm's and exciting stuff. I'm going to go down there and watch them, I swear, this summer. I have to. I mean, this spring, I have to. I live like 8 minutes away from them. So I got a lot of, I guess some North Shore kids up here, some Merrimack Valley kids, because there's two major colleges, you know, in Northeast 10, SNHU and then St. Anselm. So I got plenty to keep me busy. Let's talk MIAA boys basketball Division I, because that's where the hottest Valley-related bracket is. Lowell is going to be hosting Beverly tonight. Beverly a winner over Durfee. Andover on Friday night hosts Marshfield. Marshfield, a crazy 100-99 overtime winner over Lynn English. What a game. 200 points scored, just about. Wow. North Andover and Haverhill, Merrimack Valley matchup after Haverhill nips Everett 69-67, and that's Friday night in North Andover at 5:30. Methuen, they had a bye, and they go to Springfield Central for a Friday night 7 o'clock battle. And the other side only, well, they have the two Merrimack Valley teams. Central Catholic is going to be hosting Weymouth on Thursday night at 7, and Weymouth beat Barnstable 67-33. Boston Latin beat St. John's Prep 57-54 in OT, and they get Lawrence. Lawrence will be hosting them on Thursday night at 6:30. Division II, Merrimack Valley boys basketball. See if anyone's still hanging around in that one. Don't see that at the moment. Most of the action there is, D1 for sure. Okay, let's see if there's anything cracking in D3 for Lace Valley. Quiet over here, too, except Shawshin Valley does go to Watertown Friday night at 7:45 p.m. Low Catholic goes to Aponequit, whatever you call them, on Friday night at 6. And, that should, that kind of does it in Merrimack Valley land. So how about the girls, Division One? Where do our girls stand? Methuen, 70-44 winner over Algonquin. They'll go to Bishop Feehan, the number one seed, for a 6:30 game on Friday night. Andover will host the defending state champs. Andover will host Franklin on Thursday night at 6:30. Andover's a 13 seed in this one. It's a different kind of place for them than recent past. Chelmsford is in there, and they go to Braintree on Thursday night at 6:30. Central Catholic, number 6 seed, is hosting King Philip on Thursday night at 5:15. So plenty of action in the Valley in that one. Division II girls, you've got Billerica taking on Middleborough in Billerica Friday night at 7. Billerica is the number 8 seed. You've also got Tewksbury, which is going to Notre Dame Hingham for a Friday night battle, 6:30. Notre Dame's number 3, Tewksbury's 35. They beat Westford in the first round, or the preliminary round, I should say, 48-34. All righty. Let's check one more thing for Division III just to make sure we're not missing anybody. I don't think we are. So how about boys ice hockey Division I? Who do we got? I know Andover's in the mix here. And on that side of the bracket, yes, Andover will be going to UMass Boston to play BC High. BC High's 14th seed. Thursday night, 5:45 battle. Is that it for Division I? I think so. Central is going to St. John Shrewsbury. They're playing it at Marlboro on Thursday night at 6. So Central's a 20 seed. St. John's Shrewsbury is a 13 seed. St. John's Prep is the number one seed in that bracket. Boys ice hockey, your number one seed, Tewksbury. They are going to be playing Agawam at Breakaway in Tewksbury on Thursday night at 7:10. In that division as well, you've got Billerica at number six seed, and they're hosting Westfield Wednesday night. So we don't have the result of that yet, but it's 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. So we'll see how that went. That was last night. And let's move over to D3. See if anyone's still alive there. Methuen and Drake with the Merrimack Valley matchup at Methuen High School Thursday night at 7. That's the number 11 Methuen and number 22 Drake going at it. Shawshin Valley Tech's also in there. They're the 2 seed, and they've got Hopedale at Billerica. Hopedale beat Somerville 3-0. That should do it for boys ice hockey. So what excited me there was I literally fell off my chair. I was so excited about that division. How about Division 1 in girls hockey? North Andover was hosting Natick in Haverhill on Wednesday night. Shawshin Valley Tech was going to Hingham on Wednesday night as well. A lot of Wednesday night hockey games this week. Methuen was hosting Wellesley on Wednesday night, so we'll find out how these teams did next week, post-deadline for us. Just a quick check of Division 2. That does it for the show. Yeah, good luck to the Merrimack Valley team in the postseason. Thanks for tuning in to the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We'll see you every week, every Thursday at msonewsports.com. Kelly Media runs the show. Thank you to Kelly Media and our sponsors. See you next week.